Prosecutors claimed Glaxo used several tactics aimed at promoting the drug Paxil in children when the FDA had not approved it for non-adults. These included arranging the publication of a medical journal article that misreported data from a clinical trial. With such a sketchy history, how can we trust pharmaceutical companies when they exhort us to inject newborn babies with potentially harmful vaccinations? In part, the problem is that no individual employees are ever held accountable for these sorts of deadly oversights. No individuals were charged in the GlaxoSmithKline case, nor in the many criminal suits involving other drug manufacturers. High-dollar settlements were the order of the day, as recorded against Abbott Laboratories, Johnson & Johnson, and others. But large fines don't appear to affect the questionable practices of pharmaceutical companies. Such practices will not change until drug executives are singled out for punishment. Former New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, who sued GlaxoSmithKline in 2004, remarked, "What we're learning is that money doesn't deter corporate malfeasance. The only thing that will work, in my view, is CEOs and officials being forced to resign and individual culpability being enforced." We could learn from the promising prosecution of Dong-Pyu Han, former laboratory manager at Iowa State University. In June 2014, federal prosecutors actually charged Han, a vaccine researcher, with crimes involving making false statements. Han confessed to adulterating rabbit blood with human antibodies to create the impression that an experimental HIV vaccine might be working. After $5 million was spent in National Institutes of Health, NIH, grants, it was found that Han's results, once hailed as groundbreaking, were fraudulent. In February 2015, Han accepted a plea deal under which he faces prison time and restitution payments. Han's case illustrates the shortcuts and downright fabrications of some vaccine researchers. Vaccines have been especially in the public eye recently because of growing concerns over the possibility that multiple vaccinations may lie behind the rising incidence of autism.